presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Global economy.
August 20, 1007 America, New York. German minister proposes tougher rules on Chinese foreign direct investment. Deputy Chancellor urges stricter controls on overseas groups' operations in critical sectors such as semiconductors and AI.
Global economy.
August 20, 8 o'clock America, New York. Democracies will languish without structural economic reforms. Politicians prefer the easy but misguided option of using monetary policy and tax tweaks to fuel growth.
Global economy.
August 20, 8 o'clock America, New York. What will Jay Powell say about the Fed's next moves? Market questions as the FT's guide to the week ahead.
Marginal revolution.
August 20, 7:21 America, New York. Listen to Lech Wash Post. Of the giants who brought down the Iron Curtain, among them Ronald Reagan, Margaret Thatcher, John Paul II, Václav Havel, only Walesa is still with us.
Global economy.
August 20, 6 o'clock America, New York. EU deforestation rules risk catastrophic impact on global trade, says ITC chief. Head of International Trade Center warns move favors big companies that can trace where their produce was grown.
Daily FX market news.
August 20, 5:42 America, New York. Zhao, USD price forecast. Is the tide turning for gold? Gold prices looks to a big data week that includes the Jackson Hole Economic Symposium as Zhao, USD bulls look to find some respite.
New York Times Business.
August 20, 5 o'clock America, New York. A summer ride in Spain. Coping with the British tourist invasion. On the front lines of a low-cost resort, Spanish residents complain that UK visitors drink too much and don't spend enough. Copyright. Samuel Aranda for the New York Times. More than 18 million British people visited Spain in 2019, roughly a quarter of the UK.
New York Times Business.
August 20, 5 o'clock America, New York. Haptic suits let you feel music through your skin. Wearable backpacks designed by music, not impossible, which allow people to experience music as vibrations on their bodies, are becoming more accessible to the public.
New York Times Business.
August 20, 5 o'clock America, New York. China faces a crisis in its real estate sector. Beijing wanted to cool its housing market, but created a bigger problem, as the fallout from debt-laden developers and sinking sales spreads to the broader economy. Copyright. Keilai Shen for the New York Times. Country Gardens 10 Mile Bay Project in Montong, China, on Saturday.
BBC News Business.
August 20, 4:44 America, New York. Waitrose offers police-free coffees to deter thieves. Waitrose and John Lewis are offering free hot drinks under the Thanks a Latte initiative.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
August 20, 0:41 America, New York. The Laffer Curve for Incarceration. Imagine a criminal justice system with such a high degree of effectiveness that 100% of crimes are immediately solved and 100% of the offenders are incarcerated.
Global economy.
August 20, 0:00 America, New York. Ethiopia seeks help to find $20 billion for post-conflict reconstruction. Finance Minister Ahmed Shide calls on international institutions and foreign investors to aid recovery from civil war.
Global economy.
August 20, 0:00 America, New York. Can Germany fix its economy? Ukraine war, higher rates and sluggish trade aggravate long-standing structural problems in EU powerhouse.
Global economy.
August 19, 22:34 America, New York. China set to cut lending rate as economic recovery drags. Policymakers are expected to target mortgage-linked loan prime rate to support sentiment.
BBC News Business.
August 19, 2026 America, New York. Have airlines gone too far with their extra fees? Airlines increasingly charge for perks like speedy booking and seat selection, but some passengers say the costs are too high.
BBC News Business.
August 19, 1937 America, New York. Crazy rich agents. I sell houses to billionaires but live with mom and dad. Young luxury estate agents face pressure to succeed in BBC's Crazy Rich Agents. The Library of Economics and Liberty.
August 19, 1702 America, New York. James L. Buckley, RIP. Unlike many of the people who are writing encomiums to James Buckley, see here and here, for example, who died yesterday at age 100, I didn't know him. But I still remember sitting in my Winnipeg apartment with some libertarian friends and watching U.S.